Working with family, 12 ways, we can work together and build strong relationships. By Plane Builder Staff. Families are the heart of our communities, and the way we live each day, at home and with our neighbors, shapes the strength and harmony of our churches and towns. Here are 12 practical reminders of how families can work together and help maintain healthy relationships at home, at work, and in the community. Number 1. Put Christ at the center of the home. A family that begins and ends the day with prayer and devotions is more likely to stay united. For example, reading a short scripture passage together after breakfast can set the tone for the day, while gathering in the evening to pray for friends, family, and the needs of the community reminds everyone of God's presence and guidance. When Christ is at the center of our homes, we are reminded to live in humility, love, and peace with one another. Number 2. Work together daily. Working side by side, whether on the job site, in the garden, shop, or kitchen, builds closeness and teaches cooperation. Something as simple as cleaning up after a meal together, stacking firewood, or weeding a garden can be a chance to talk, laugh, and encourage one another. Each task is an opportunity to teach children responsibility, develop good habits, and strengthen the family bond through shared effort. Number 3. Live peaceably with one another. Disagreements will come, but how we handle them matters. A husband and wife might not see eye to eye on a purchase, or siblings may quarrel over chores, but responding with calm voices, open ears, and quick forgiveness keeps tensions from growing. Avoid raising your voice or stirring strife. Instead, aim to solve the problem in a way that leaves everyone feeling heard. Peace in the home naturally spills over into the community. Number 4. Keep home life in order. A well-ordered home, with each person understanding their place and responsibility, runs more smoothly and reduces stress. For instance, when children know which chores are theirs and when they should be done, there's less arguing and confusion. Teaching children to respect authority and willingly take part in daily duties builds strong character and gives them a sense of belonging and contribution. 5. Be present and share time together. It's easy to get caught up in work or personal projects, but nothing replaces the warmth of shared time. Eating meals together without phones, taking an evening walk, or reading a devotional as a family helps deepen relationships. Even short moments, like talking about the day while washing dishes, can build lasting memories when we give one another our full attention. Number 6. Help your neighbors willingly. When someone is sick, expecting a baby, or putting up a new barn, lending a hand strengthens bonds between families. You might spend a Saturday helping a neighbor with fence repairs or drop off a warm meal to someone recovering from surgery. Helping others without waiting to be asked not only meets a need but also reflects a generous and Christ-like spirit. Number 7. Practice simplicity in word and action. Avoid gossip, pride, or harsh words. If a misunderstanding arises, address it honestly and gently rather than letting it grow. Speak truth in love and let your words build others up. Choosing kindness over cleverness and humility over self-promotion fosters trust and keeps relationships strong. Number 8. Respect elders and teach children to do the same. Elders have wisdom that comes from years of experience. Sitting with a grandparent to hear how they overcame challenges in their youth or asking an older neighbor for gardening tips helps the younger generation appreciate their heritage. Showing respect by listening carefully, offering help, and valuing their advice teaches children that age and experience are worth honoring. Number 9. Support one another in life's milestones. Weddings, births, funerals, and baptisms are moments when families and communities naturally come together. Attending these events, helping set up for a reception, or simply sending a heartfelt note shows care and solidarity. Your presence, especially in difficult times, reminds others they are not alone. Number 10. Follow the teachings and guidance of the church. The church provides spiritual direction and a foundation for daily living. Participating in church life, respecting its standards, and accepting guidance from its leaders keeps families rooted in shared values. When correction is needed, receiving it with humility sets an example for children and encourages unity in the broader church family. Number 11. Model what you want children to learn. Children learn more from what they see than what they're told. If they see you keeping your word, speaking kindly, working diligently, and treating others with respect, those traits will take root in their own lives. Even small actions like thanking a store clerk or helping a stranger teach powerful lessons about living out faith in daily life. Number 12, be grateful and content. A thankful spirit brings peace into the home. Taking time at dinner to name one thing you're thankful for, or writing thank you notes as a family, helps children focus on blessings rather than wants. Contentment grows when we serve others instead of chasing more for ourselves, creating a joyful home that becomes a blessing to the whole community. By practicing these principles daily, families can grow stronger together and be a blessing to the church and the wider community. Healthy relationships don't come from grand gestures, but from countless small acts of faithfulness, love, and shared work over time.